Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning to our Easy Way family and to the superstar host of the show, my son, and media mogul, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you on with us this morning out here in beautiful Southern California?
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. Coming at you live from the Hilton Hotel, day after the Honor Thy Father Awards. And, Dad, you were just honored with the Humanitarian Award.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely want to start out by saying a big, amazing, heartfelt shout-out to Kate Linder from Young and the Restless, one of our legends, Dr. Olympia Davidi, which is Dick Clark's former co-producing partner with the Family Film Awards on CBS, Johnny Vanocur, who's currently starring in the new Monster series on HBO, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and Retirement House with almost 6 million subscribers, Victoria L. Sanchez, came all the way out from New Mexico, Carmelita Pittman, and the whole Easy Way TV team, our new host Laura, just everybody
Aretha
that came
Gray.
Out. And I know I'm forgetting some people, but ultimately the biggest shout out, Dad, is the people that are listening live right now, the people that tuned in to live to our pay per view and supported Better Vision for Children. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your support. And Denise, the founder of the Humanitarian Awards, will be coming on here pretty soon and talk more about their award show and your honor. But yeah, that certificate that you got from Congress, the big plaque in recognition of outstanding service at the 22nd annual Honor the Father Awards dinner and ceremony from Hostel for Humanity.
Yeah.
Big old plaque, and you guys can see this visually if you want at easywayi.com. Just create your free account and everything's posted. Your big award, Dad, is right there on Easy Way I for people to watch.
It was an amazing award show, and you know it was a day of appreciation around the world, and it was a two-way street because of the families showing their appreciation towards the fathers, and the fathers showing their appreciations for the recognition. And it really went well. It was you put forth so much to surprise me on some of this. It was really fun. It was exciting, and everybody showed up. And you know, they come around fast. You know, the days come around fast, the Father's Days, and it was quite an honor. And it meets some interesting people. You know, I mean, even last night met so many people.
Shout out to the hosts. The hosts as well. The host did a great job. In fact, one of them is my friend from CEO Space days. Back in the day, we were able to reach into a little bit professional branding expert and just a real high quality group. Even saw my friend Rashid, who is a major production guy, big in charity. And in fact, Dad, Rashid, I don't think you even realize, but Rashid is the one that did the Staples Center event with the veterans. Remember that big event with the Lakers?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that produced that and produces a lot of big stuff. We rekindled the flame there and had some
good cameras.
I want to give a shout out to Derek Hutchinson and his group. They were able to shoot the thing live. You guys can go to ptv.easyway.tv, check out our new pay-per-view system, and our team for getting the interactive chat. And stay tuned because we're going to be putting an interactive chat and ability for people to buy offers and donate right there live for all of our podcasts.
And we had Getty Images there.
Big shout out to Amy Graves. Getty Images definitely covered, and you'll see all the photos this week on Getty Images, and a lot of people are going to pick this up. Yeah, it goes on Easy Way News, and we get many of our partners and supporters that to pick up these articles and the news that's happening.
You know, Eric, that's what's amazing about this whole thing is it's just explosion. I mean, we had the event, you had the coverage, but everybody's on their phones. The people you know are such influencers, and they have big followings. And but you put it all together, and like I say, it's no more 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now it's 2 tells 60,000 tells, you know, 40 million or something. I mean, it just gets all over the world.
Well, it's called going viral. And, you know, we've had the Radio Boomers Live Show and Easy Way Radio on Blog Talk Radio for over 15 years. And we're one of the top 100 Blog Talk shows. People don't know that. We're actually a verified show and well over 600,000 listens. And
wow.
Radio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and more people, more organizations. Like if you Google Easy Way Network or Easy Way Radio, you will see like so many entities now are really picking up Easy Way Radio. I don't even know who half these people are. Apple's another one. We're all over Apple. We're a top podcast on Apple. But like
you
can Google
wow.
Easy Way Radio, and like there's all these cool podcasts. Player FM is another
yeah.
one, F6S. I'm just kind of Googling it right now myself. Raphonic, whatever Raphonic is. All these different portals, Podtails, another one. Prime Music's another one. Amazon
wow.
Music. All these different platforms are picking up the show. So I guess they're digging what we're doing. And they're probably loving the hot news, the news and reviews and the interviews, the hot topics that Rita introduces every episode.
Oh, absolutely. Your news is really getting out there. People are excited about that.
Well, speaking of the hot topics, Dad, we actually do need to go to a commercial break. Guys, you listen to Easy Way Radio, Radio Boomers Live. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back with the news, reviews, and interviews with my dad. For hot topics, and then we're going to
We'll do a quick hot topic, and then I want to get Denise in here.
All right, so our first guest is Denise, the founder of the Honor Thy Father Awards. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to be right back with Denise and enjoy this commercial break and the hot topics.
All right.
Hot topics Denise.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting Easy Way, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit easywaynetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
All right, guys, and this show is brought to you by Esco's Pizza. Make sure you guys check out Esco's Pizza in Los Angeles, California. And make sure you create your free account at easywayi.com to interact with all the fun stuff that you hear on the show. So, Dad, let's go ahead and introduce our guest, Denise. Did you do a baby boomer move, Dad? Is your phone on mute?
No, I'm good. You want me to shoot into some hot topics?
I'm sorry. Yeah, do the hot topics and then you were so excited about Denise. I'm so excited about Denise. Yeah, hot topics and then Denise. Go ahead.
No, you know what, Eric? We covered the. I have a couple things like the Maryland governor issued a reprieve for 175,000 misdemeanor cannabis convictions. It's a step towards that process. And we have a big news on a massive heat wave that's going to be in the Midwest, in the Northeast area. And so buckle down for that one. And again, we're going to be bringing on Denise there, because I really want to go over the event last night. Putin to visit North Korea for the first time in 24 years. And so let's bring her on now. That's what's the hot topic for me.
All right. Well, you want to introduce her, or are we just bringing her right on?
Denise Stell, okay, founder of the amazing award last night, Honor Thy Father Dinner Gala, 21 years, and the Estella Foundation. I tell you what, she hit it out of the park last night. It was such an exciting event, such a giving event. And, you know, like I said, there's the appreciation is just on Father's Day. It's around the world. She made it extra special last night by honoring Thy Father Award. So let's bring her on, Denise Estelle.
Well, Denise Estelle is a professional, and she's actually a silver member, guys. So you can go to the Easy Way Wall of Fame and look up D-E-N-I-S-E, and Denise, and she is the founder of the Honor Thy Father Awards and Estelle for Humanity. That's her nonprofit charity, and she's honored some pretty amazing people last night. Been doing this for over 22 years. And we're going to hear about why she chose you, Dad, for the first ever humanitarian award. And Denise, just so you know, this award show is all over the globe right now. Like thousands and thousands of people have already seen it. And now we're going to hear from the woman that created it herself. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Oh,
Denise,
good morning.
Hello, Denise.
Yes,
good morning.
Good morning. I have my energy back.
When I got in
last night, I was literally limp with exhaustion. But now that I got a couple of hours sleep, I feel refreshed. And thank you so much, Mr. Zuli, for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. It was really a joyous celebration. Can you still hear me?
Oh, yeah. We can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. So the reason why I asked is because my phone fell, and so my voice comes in and out. But anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you can hear me. So, yeah, Honor Thy Father yesterday was the 22nd anniversary.
22nd,
and,
okay.
Yeah, the 22nd year, and it was really, really good. I must say, leading up to yesterday, and Eric can attest, it was like a landmine as I was navigating towards June the 16th. I had different issues pop up, and I was segueing and jumping over and leaping over and going under to get to June the 16th. Because there were all kinds of things coming up. And so with that being said, a lot of times in life, just generally speaking, if you have a goal and you're going towards your goal, things are going to happen. Things are going to pop up to take you off track. But if are true to your vision, if you are true to your vision, and you know that you're doing God's work,
yep.
You continue on. You continue on, and that's what I did. It was like a landmine. Things were just popping up, and even with the website.
Yeah.
And Eric can tell you, he was like, what is going on?
We've been there, I'll tell you what. Yeah. You know,
yeah,
and it's like you say, sometimes when you're doing God's work, there will be little bumps in the road there.
Anybody that's an event producer, I'm sure, can relate to the tech hiccups. And one of the worst ones could be, you know, not being able to buy tickets, which is the number one way that you make money when you do an event, that and sponsorship. And we had hundreds of people asking, you know, hey, I'm trying to get tickets. I'm trying to you know, get involved with this. And for some reason, you know, GoDaddy couldn't fix the ticket situation. And so. But, you know, you handled it like a trooper, Denise. And I'd like to go down that road as an event producer and the behind the scenes. When you say that there's so many things, what are some of the things that happened, and how did you overcome it as an award show event producer?
Okay, well, number one, I was on the phone literally with GoDaddy on three different occasions, and it accumulated to about 6 hours of me going through the process to set up e-commerce for my website. And when everything was said and down, when everything was said and done, it went, the opportunity to buy tickets was gone again. So I just stopped fighting. I literally stopped fighting with GoDaddy. I'm going to reach out to them probably tomorrow. This is going to be a day of rest. But I just let it go. Because like I said, 6 hours of my time working with GoDaddy to create an e-commerce account, it was like, okay, this isn't working. And so I just let it go. And so I ended up getting the what do you call that? There's a system, a card system set up that I have on my phone now, and also an independent system where you can just swipe. So with that being said, Eric, for people that didn't pay prior, they could pay once they got to the Honor Thy Father Award. So we just had to subsequently set up another route for people to participate. So that's what we did with that.
And I know at the end you're just exhausted, and I still grabbed you and said, come on, Denise, we got to do one more in front of the carpet. And I was fortunate to be able to have your son with you and did a little interview with both of you. That was fun. You know, you have to catch these the moment, right? So we have that.
Yes.
So that's a memory. And, you know, because they come up and they're so, you know, when people go to these events like last night, that's kind of like the tip of the iceberg. That's the shining little jewel on the top. But actually to get there, the iceberg, 95% of it is underwater. And all that goes into it. But, you know, needless to say, when it's over, as fun as it was, you're like, I'm glad that went okay. You know?
The thing is with an event, and a lot of producers, like, you know, don't really recall this. When you do an event, the event is the event on the date of the event, and it's spectacular, whatever. But what really matters is the content and how you acquire the content and then repurposing that content, what you do after the event is over, and actually converting that content, those relationships, into the business, and also really making it beneficial afterwards for your attendees and your potential sponsors on the next one and all of that. So it's really, really about the content. And that's what I think a lot of producers don't really think about, and they don't invest properly into acquiring the content right, because now that the event's over, this is what matters. This is it. So doing what we're doing right now, doing an interview is what creates the business and what creates the momentum and the buzz for the next one. And it's always about that domino effect for the next one. The sponsors see the content, you know. And nowadays with social media, it's all about taking that content and then chopping it into shorts and repurposing that content to making it turn into more business. And
so I share that with people when we do events. It's like it's the following day and days that it just keeps. It's like the snowball, you know. It just keeps sharing with other links and other people that are influencers that have their followings, going on other channels. It just goes on and on. And the event's not over by far. It's gaining momentum. And then if you're going to do it the following year, it's had a year of real buildup. And it's a whole different program today than it was years ago as far as this goes, this media stuff.
We want to give you a chance to also honor the other fathers and the other people that were attending the event. So besides Easy Way, so talk about some of the other honorees and some of the other people that were involved. I actually saw one of my old friends, CEO Space. I guess he's been your host for 17 years or something like that. And Rashid's been my friend for over 20 years. You know, so rekindled some flames there.
Yes, Rashid. Yeah, Rashid is an awesome,
cool.
awesome brother.
He's
yeah,
a cool
very,
guy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I love
Rashid. And he's a good shooter. He's a good shooter. He knows how to take those pictures, you know.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does. He's really, really good at what he does.
He knows the content thing and repurposing and the power of it. But yeah, I want to get off subject. I want to focus on the honorees and the people that, really. Who else was up on that stage? And you know, you give some flowers to all the other people that you honored and your team.
So well, we had several honorees. Russell Cole was one of the honorees. Welford Willis. Dexter McLeod, Stephen Carter, and Dr. Henry Armstrong. And so generally what we do with the families, because the honorees, they don't say, I want to be honored. It's the families that say they want to honor, you know, their dad or their husband. And so in engaging with the family members, I encourage them to make it an element of surprise. As I was talking to Mr. James Zuli last night, I was telling him I love the element of surprise. That's just me. I just love surprises. And so generally the families will let the honoree know that they're taking them to dinner, but they have no idea that they're being honored and recognized until they arrive. And so again, the element of surprise is awesome. One of my favorite honorees, well, all of them were awesome, but one of my favorite honorees was Stephen Carter, who was honored by his daughter and his two granddaughters. And what made him so awesome is he was a father at 16 years old, and his girlfriend was 15 years old. So they were teenagers, and they had a baby. And generally at that age, or usually at that age, they don't, I mean, most of the time the guys don't have time for children. You know, they're running around, you know, working on their career or going to college or what have you. But he ended up taking care of his girlfriend and the baby, his daughter. And so I really, really commend him to do that. Because, again, most, you know, young people, they don't have time. You know, well, you know the story of teenagers. They just have babies and they leave. Mr. Carter, Stephen Carter, he stood there to, you know, to the test of time, and he was even at his daughter's grand opening a couple of weeks ago. She opened a health center, and so he's been with his daughter since the beginning of time, and so I'm just so appreciative to him being there, and his daughter surprised him. He had no idea he was being honored. And so that just really warmed my heart. And also I want to say there's a segment that we have with Honor Thy Father where we have the Words from the Heart. And Words from the Heart gives families the opportunity to go deep inside of themselves and say what their honoree means to them. And generally we capture that on camera. Now, my camera person died last year, so we didn't have the cameraman that we ordinarily had. So for efficacy, I decided, because of technology, I said, well, okay, I'm thinking in my mind, what I'll do is just have the families capture themselves with their cell phones. Now, needless to say, the quality in most of the cases, or half of the cases weren't as clear as they could have been, but the content was there. So despite the visual of not being clear in some cases, the content of what was being said was just so beautiful, and it touched everyone that was in attendance. And so that's one of the beauties of Honor Thy Father, because it allows you to really go inside of yourself and remember something that resonates with love that you have with that particular honoree. So I'm just thankful.
Now, Denise, in the sake of time, I want to make sure we get this out. Your story was so beautiful on why you created the Honor Thy Father Awards and how you feel about fathers and stuff. And the last 3 minutes that we have, I'd love for you to share that and then also share your Easy Way profile so people can get a hold of you if they want to get involved with the next Honor Thy Father Awards or whatever programs that you're offering.
Thank you, Eric. Okay. Well, Honor Thy Father, the seed was planted when I was a little girl. I came from a single-parent household, me, my younger sister, and my mom. It was just the three of us. Now, my sister and I have different dads, and her father would pick her up every other weekend. And when he'd bring her home, she would have clothes and toys. And I didn't have a father picking me up. So subsequently, because I didn't, I felt a sense of not being valued because I didn't have a man calling me daddy's little girl. And so I just felt like I was a nobody with no value. And then one day a man came by in uniform, and he wanted to talk to my mother. And he talked to my mother and left. He didn't pay me really any attention. And when he left, my mother said, "That was your father." And that just added to me feeling like I had no value, you know. So what happened was my sister's father, I'll make this quick, my sister's father, my mom had to tell him what happened. And so he decided when he picked up my sister, he would pick me up. And so my mother came in the room when my sister's father came to pick her up and asked if I wanted to go. And they've never asked me that before. And I said, "Yes, I want to go." My mom put my clothes in a paper bag, and I was whisked away with my sister and her dad. And it was just so amazing. Her family, you know, her grandparents, her cousins, they ended up treating me like family, like I was one of their own. And so when my sister's father bought her toys and clothes, he ended up buying me toys and clothes. And when my mom asked me if I wanted to go with my sister and her father, that was the day that my sister's father became my father. And so listening audience, that gave me an opportunity to see what it feels like to have a dad. And it does make a difference. It fortifies you when you have your parents, your mother and your father. It fortifies you when you come from a healthy family, when you're loved by both parents. It fortifies you when you go in the world because you know who you are. You know where you came from. You know, there's no question. And so I just love fathers. And so my website is honorthyfatherawards.com. And my phone number is 310-927-1999. And we will be preparing for the 2025 Honor Thy Father Awards. And it will be bigger and better next year.
I love it, Denise. What you're doing is so awesome. And I have to get you used to just telling people to go to your Easy Way profile, because all that information is right there. It's so simple for them. They can book an appointment with you. They can connect with you. And it's where everybody that's on Easy Way automatically goes. So, guys, you can definitely get connected with Denise and learn more and follow all of her social media, all of her websites. Soon get involved with her podcast, and you can add your business on there as well, Denise. So everything's right there on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And you are one of our Wall of Famers. You are one of our silver members, and we give you your flowers for honoring these fathers. And thank you for sharing your story. And again, a great, big, heartfelt gratitude, amazing thank you to you for honoring my dad and seeing my dad's soul. And you said something as well, that this was like spiritually divine on why you chose my dad to be the first ever humanitarian award and set the bar for all the future fathers that will be receiving that award.
Yes, yes. Thank you for saying that. Yes, that was God who spoke to me, He whispered to me and told me, and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
But you know what? It does bring families together. It makes them think and go deeper, like you said, for the people on stage. It makes them, you know, appreciate their family, you know, and it brings them closer. And that's so important today because families are drifting apart, it seems. And this, you know, that's
all right,
what it's
well,
about.
We do need to cut this off and get to the next segment. But, Denise, thank you so much for taking the time and being on. I hope you can stay on for Carmelita this corner. Her guest is an amazing guy that worked with Michael Jackson and the Major Fashion Award winner. Going to be another great segment, guys. Don't go anywhere, please. Tell your friends, press the share button, like, comment. We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back with Carmelita's Corner. Any final words real quick, Denise, you want to say bye to your friends?
I just wanted to say that I met some of the Easy Way family members yesterday, and we just hugged each other. There were several Easy Way family members. We just hugged each other. So as of yesterday, my family has just expanded. So I just want you all to
absolutely.
Know. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you both. I love you, and I appreciate
you.
God bless you.
Thank you for the award, Denise. That was so special. Yeah, we'll never forget that one.
Absolutely.
Who was the Congress member that signed off on my dad's award?
Oh, that was Maxine Waters. There's another Marquise. Councilman Marquise also has certificates for Mr. James Zuli. So also our other recipient. But when my son went by to pick them up, the office was closed. They closed at 3 o'clock on Friday. So there's another award that I have to get to you, Mr. Zuli. So we'll make arrangements.
So cool.
Yeah, okay. So very cool.
I'm humbled.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please
absolutely.
Invite them into the Easy Way Network, and we want to support them as they're supporting us. And thank you so much for being a guest, Denise. And hopefully you stay for the next segment. Guys, Denise, look her up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, founder of the Honor Thy Father Awards, new silver member, great person to know. And we're going to go to commercial break, and then when we come back, we have Carmelita's Corner with an extra special guest. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radioland. Here we are again, and I am feeling grand. All right now, that's what I'm talking about. yeah, I love the applause. Don't you just love it when you get up in the morning and you hear applause? How about that? Well, I've got a lot to be applauding about because I've got one of the most wonderful friends and one of the most talented people who happens to be celebrating his birthday today. I'm talking about Sir Keith Holman. He has established a legacy as a trailblazer in the fashion world. He was mentored by top designer Bill Whitton, known for his intricate beadwork for clients such as Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Elton John, Neil Diamond, Kenny Rogers, Earth, Wind & Fire, Lionel Richie. And Sir Keith Holman's name is also associated with other household names such as Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor, who he designed a $3 million turban for her wedding, and Zsa Zsa Gabor, the wonderful Zsa Zsa. I used to love to watch the movie that she was in when I was coming along. I never will forget her in her role. Did I mention Juan Gabriel? I mean, that's one of the biggest superstars in the Latin world, the Latino world. And he's worked with Mary Wilson on her coffee table book. They were very good friends. The book's name, Supreme Glamour. And he's also designed for many others. One of his award shows was loaded with top celebrities, and he has a collection of hip-hop fashions. And that was featured in New York at a museum there. And he's already represented in the Rock and Roll Museum in Ohio. And he and Mary Wilson were very close friends. I have to tell you, I know he's listening, but one day I got a call on my cell phone, and I had no idea who it was. And so I said, "Who is this?" And it turned out to be Mary Wilson, who I met through Sir Keith Holman. So we were just getting ready to become a little closer with our friendship. And then the good Lord, Father, Mother, God decided it was time for her to graduate. So we'll talk about that. And let's celebrate Sir Keith Holman's birthday. Sir Keith, happy birthday. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It sounds like a Verizon phone commercial. I can hear you now. Yeah. Did you hear me blabbering on? I thought it made me want to pick up the story about Mary Wilson, because I saw some beautiful photographs that you took with her when you were in the Ukraine at the Venetian Ball in Kyiv. You want to tell us about that? Keith, Sir Keith, can you hear me? Oh, we're back to the Verizon commercial again.
Can you hear now?
You there? Yeah. I was just mentioning that you traveled to the Ukraine with the late and great Mary Wilson. And while you were there, you attended the Venetian Ball. And in Kyiv, can you tell us about that? That's one of the stories I'd like for you to tell our listeners about.
Well, they were honoring Mary and me, and they had Mary perform over there at the palace, presidential palace. And it was something like out of a movie, you know.
Mm.
And we raised money for the children and handicapped kids and things. It was amazing. Amazing, just being able to fly over and stay there. It was, the people were wonderful, and that was before everything got kind of, you know, happened, the wars and all that stuff. But Mary was very much about protecting the legacy of the Supremes, and we talked about that while we're over there, and she's in the preserving her costumes. Because not only was it our costumes, but it was the Pointy Sisters exhibit I did.
Mm-hmm.
And New Edition, and just there's so many people. I was honored to be able to do something like that.
Well, that's a fabulous story. And the thing is your timing was good. Thank God that you went over there before all H broke out. I mean, you know, what's going on now is so tragic, but all we can do is just, you know, keep the faith that everything will work out okay. Those people have really been suffering. And I have friends, you know, from the Ukraine. I don't know if any of them are listening in right now, but, you know, I have very, very dear friends from the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So tell us about how you came about getting your title of Sir. Where did that come from?
I was nominated by the late Jacqueline Stallone. And she had me nominated. And I was so honored. I couldn't believe it. And just to have them with the people from all over the world were there. It was quite, I mean, just I was blessed to get that, you know, with the sword and with the. It still seems like a dream, you know, and Jack believed in me. And she nominated me, and then they accepted my, you know, gave me the title of the, you know, of a knight.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great.
And for those of you who are listening, Sir Keith is mentioning Jacqueline Stallone. Some of us know her as Jackie, who is the mother of Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, and Frank Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
And also she was the mother of her daughter, Toni Ann Filletti Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who died.
She was really quite a lady. I had the opportunity to perform for her. It was been some time ago. You might have heard of one of our broadcasters, Skippy Lowe. Are you familiar with Skippy Lowe?
Skippy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, he graduated, and so I was invited to perform. You know, there at the place in Beverly Hills that he used to always hold his showcases, and so.
Right.
So Jackie was there, you know, the song that I sang was the song that was loaned to me, actually. I can say loaned because I was hoping that it would become one of my own. Only the music, only my song, which was written by Carol Connors. And do you know Carol Connors, by the way?
I don't. I mean, I probably if I saw her, but I don't know her well.
Yeah, well, I sang her song. She's a wonderful songwriter. And Jackie actually stood up for me after I finished singing. I was just really thrilled, you know, that she enjoyed it that much. But Carol has written one of our most iconic songs. She's been a guest on Carmelita's Corner, too. She's the one who co-wrote Gonna Fly Now, the theme song for Sylvester Stallone. Rocky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's
small world, right?
Yeah. You know, Jacqueline was an astrologer.
And was she?
And Jacqueline did the horoscopes for Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, and I was privileged that she did one for me.
Mm.
They're beautifully done. And, I mean, it was just great. I'm very grateful to her.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that ceremony? I would like to know how it went.
I was scared, and
oh
I was kind of like, you're dealing with people. I was honored, and I was kind of scared when you put the robe on, and then they had the sword, and you speak and it talk, and just it was like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Jacqueline is also a dame. Dame
mm-hmm.
Jacqueline
mm-hmm.
Stallone. She's not just a knight. She's a dame.
Mm-hmm.
Like Elizabeth Taylor was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and tell us about Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, I know she was one of your clients, too.
No, she was just a lovely lady. And I think about all the people that she helped, you know, who had AIDS or who were needed help. And she just did it without being asked. She just did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was honored that I was able to work with her or do some wonderful things for her. It was amazing. I mean, the turban I did for her is gorgeous, you know. It was the most expensive turban I've ever done. Hers, and I did one for Jaja Gabor, was the same way, with
yeah.
the diamonds and with the gold and with the breathtaking.
Mm, I can imagine.
So
but listening, Sir Keith, you know, when you're having a good time, it just seems to fly. And I would like to have you say a little bit more, but we'll have to do an encore. You have
okay.
been a guest before on Carmelita's Corner, so you're not a stranger. Don't be a stranger. And we just love sharing your wonderful stories with our listening audience. And I want to thank you for coming on. And if there's anything you want to say, because we're on our way, on our horse.
Thank you. I want to thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Such a blessing to have you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
thank you.
All right.
So we're going to get on our horse now and ride off into the sunset.
All right, take care. Have a wonderful time.
You too.
Right.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Another awesome episode of... sorry, you guys heard that at the behind the scenes. I'm like, Dad, you got to get out of here. You're in the room with me because we're at the Hilton Hotel. Remember that. So we're going to be bringing on Johnny Vanoker pretty soon. And shout out to Keith, man. Sir Keith. I'm sorry. Let me give him his proper flowers. Sir Keith. I actually know him. I've met him a couple times, and he is amazing. Amazing guy. You know, hopefully we'll see him on the Easy Way Wall of Fame soon, and you guys will be able to meet him. Now, I want to remind everybody as well, the new interactive chat system, pay-per-view system, voting system, donate system, offer system that we've now built into Easy Way TV, that we've now built into our podcast. And I want to let anybody that know that's listening, this is your opportunity to come on to the show. If you've enjoyed the show, we want to hear from you. Make sure that you call in to 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. Especially if you were at the event or you were watching the event yesterday on pay-per-view, our official new ppv.easyway.tv pay-per-view system with the interactive chat. We had about 19 people on there that supported Better Vision for Children. They donated, and they all got to watch the action happen real time, real life. And what was really awesome, I mean, it wasn't just watching the interaction and people actually. I saw people meeting each other. I saw people giving each other their phone numbers. And I just saw the magic happening on that interactive chat. So shout out to the team for putting that together. All right, Dad. Well, it's been a great show today. Oh my gosh.
The interaction, Eric, is just, you know, it's mind-boggling when you're not used to that kind of stuff. You guys are used to it. But I mean, you're talking to people that put it out to their followers, and you know people that have a million followers, whatever. And like,
yeah, me.
I was in a hallway at the Hilton, and somebody was walking by, and they had the show on their phone. That was pretty interesting.
Oh wow. That's amazing. Well, I know we talked to a lot of people at the Hilton. We met a lot of the people, and we told everybody about the show. So definitely the hello to everybody that we met at the Hilton that is tuning in. And, guys, again, 914-338-1303 if you guys want to tune in or tell us, you know, what you think about what we're doing and the system and the people that you heard today. And if you want to interact with anybody that you've heard or any stories, anybody that you might want to connect with, you can simply do that at Easy Way Interactive, easywayi.com, create your free account. Waiting on Johnny Vanoker to call in. And we got a couple callers, so we're going to bring a couple callers on a
well,
car
the,
with the last four digits.
Let me
get this one line, Dad, and then if you have lines, let me know. But caller, last four digits, 6565, area code 505. Did you want to say hello on air? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
We can, yeah. Yeah, is this Victoria?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey, Victoria, I got
Victoria,
your voice
on. You are live on Radio Boomers Live. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I just passed Dr. James in the hallway. That was me. And I had
okay.
the show on, too.
What are the, you know what, we're in this huge Hilton Hotel with, I don't know, 15 floors or something. And of all the places, I went down to this one area where it's quiet because we're just winging it here at the Hilton. And what are the odds of you walking down the hall listening to the show at the same time? Isn't that amazing? I looked up and I go, what? I'm hearing the show. Jeez.
I know.
So what did you think last night, Tori? Well, that was an interesting evening, wasn't it?
What did you think? Let me ask you two specific questions. What did you think about the, you know, Honor Thy Father Awards production, obviously, but what did you think of your first ever experience in person meeting the Easy Way family and feeling that energy and feeling that vibe, seeing all the cameras and kind of how we do this?
Yeah, everything was very well set up. As soon as you walked in, you know, I was already there. Immediately, me and Dr. James connected. I was having trouble. They didn't know where I was supposed to sit, and I was supposed to sit at your table. And they, you know, the structure, I guess it was they didn't know exactly who was sitting where. And so they were working on that, and Dr. James comes up, and he goes, oh, no, I got it. And so he did the whole list of the table and got everything organized, and everyone was just so grateful and warm. And then when you walked in, I mean, it's kind of like I'm in awe of you, right? And I had no idea how tall you were. You're very tall. And you walked in, and your suit was impeccable. And then you have your Easy Way logo all over it. And just you were dressed to the T. And I really respected that. You shined. Your presentation, your dedication, I could just see you flowed through everything from the camera setup. You would get someone on an interview here and set them up and then let them take the mic and very seamlessly go to the next red carpet interview and get them set up and let them take the mic. And then you would go, you orchestrated everything flawlessly and it was beautiful. And and even when the camera...
Thank you. Well, you know the most beautiful thing, Victoria, is what happens afterwards. Just wait. I'm actually talking to Getty Images as we speak here now on the show, and they're telling me they're editing the photos right now. So wait until you see yourself on Getty, and then Easy Way News. Everybody starts sharing, and then other people start picking it up, and then you see the viral magic that happens. You know, and not only that, but the PR and all the different celebrities and Easy Way family that supported my dad. You were integrated with all of that, and so you'll see the magic soon, and we'll be putting it out on Easy Way I, and you could post all everything happened. And I want to say thank you to you too as well, because you have been posting like crazy on social media. I think you're the first one that posted my interview with Kate Linder from Young and the Restless. You beat us to it. You beat us to the punch.
Well, you're a great
and you're
leader,
awesome.
And I just try to follow you. So sometimes I'm going to get out in front of you a little bit, but that's okay, right? You're training me to be like
hey,
you.
Feel free. You know, we appreciate all the exposure that we can get. And, you know, you are a platinum member, and so you will be on Getty, and you'll be all over the place. And your story is amazing. People are going to be hearing about that and your book. And you know, it was awesome to finally meet you in person, coming all the way from New York.
Oh, yeah, it was so nice. So what do you think, Valerie? You know, you've come across Eric in an Easy Way, and
Victoria.
It's a little different pace, isn't it?
Yeah. But I like the pace. It's very fast, but yet those moments of downtime, like we got to have nice sit down conversations. Like you took that time, and that was really nice. You don't always get that at this level, at this caliber of people. It's very rush, and you're kind of pushed to the side. But I really appreciated that. I appreciated this just one-on-one, this conversation, the group setting, meeting all the fabulous people there. I connected with so many people. There was so many hugs. And, you know, my story is that of trauma and grief, and so I share about my son and losing him. And just being able to be open like that, I found so many other people in the group that have very similar stories. And we connected on a heart-centric level, and it was really amazing.
We want to work with friends, not customers. And speaking of a friend, we got Johnny Vinoker just now called in. And you stay with us, Victoria. We're going to make it a party. We're going to make it an easy way party. Johnny, are you there?
Johnny Vinoker.
Are you there? Maybe you might be on mute.
I think we
got him. There we go.
He's like fishing.
Johnny Vinoker.
We got him on there. Hey, Johnny V, what's going on? What's up?
Are we on or off?
I need you to stand on your head and wear a tinfoil hat or something because the signal is a little bit breaking up, I think. But you were there. Oh, there we go. I think we got you now. You were there last night as well. One of the honored guests for my dad's honoring, and we really appreciate you coming out. And I mean, you're shooting right now for HBO's Monster, and I mean, you're on the set, you're on all the big studios and stuff, and you made the time to come out. What do you think of last night?
I'm on right now, correct?
Yeah,
you know what? It's just a big celebration. And yesterday was all about the fathers, and I came out to support your father, Jim, and the whole Easy Way your voyage. But it really yesterday was all about the fathers. That was it, and that was the celebration. And your father got the what was the title of the award, Eric?
Humanitarian.
It was the 22nd annual Honor Thy Father Awards, first ever humanitarian award.
It was pretty amazing, and I'll tell you what makes it even more amazing is that when Jim, you got up there, and you spoke to the group, you really had strong words, and we all need to take this seriously, vision, a better vision for children, and all the great causes out there, that the great fathers and great mothers and great wonderful people that help with the causes that save people's lives. And that's what Jim is all about, and that's why he was up there with several other, honorees. And you're pretty amazing, Jim, so I was grateful to be there and share that Father's Day with you and the group, the Easy Way group. But, Jim, you know, I'll tell you right now, you were right on the spot. And your words were powerful, and that's what it's about. And, you know, we've all been through the thick and thin of it, and you just let people know, hey, guys, we can do this if we team up, if we collaborate. We can really honor people and change people's lives for the better. So I love a happy Father's Day. I was grateful to be there. And the Easy Way family is pretty amazing as we all collaborate and unite and help each other create some real successes out there in people's lives.
Absolutely.
So people can just soar, you know. And so thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Eric, beautiful evening, and
thank you, John.
Good celebration, and that's what it's all about. Appreciate
that's
it.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot of positive energy, and Johnny, like we were talking about and mentioning to Denise, it brings it kind of unites the family in a stronger way. Kind of brings the old bonding back when they, you know, when you see the tears on the stage and the real appreciation from what it's all about, who this person is. And family, because you know it can drift apart sometimes. and people get busy.
Jim,
They're all in the same house, Johnny. They're all in the same house.
Exactly, Jim. And that's what you and that's what you did yesterday. And quite a few of the singers and performers, and all that was there were creating these memories of hope and desire and success in this world of of really changing people's lives for the better. So the words are so powerful. And you know, I watched and they listened to you, Jim, and they really listened to you because they were hanging on your every word, because you know what, everybody needs that little, how do you say, everybody needs that little
reminder.
Reminder. And you're right, Jim, it is old school, but that's what we need. You see, people need a place to go to be great in their life.
Yeah,
Eric creates that place. We should all create places where people can go and change lives and support our fellow human beings. So I really happy Father's Day, and thank you for thinking of me. I was grateful to be there and join arms. And oh God, was I going to say? I was going to say something else.
And you're in our little video, Johnny. You're in a,
yes.
little intro video Eric put together.
Yes,
of Mako.
Yes, and
that,
I'm
that
grateful
nice.
To be there because it's still pretty. It's also positive. We need to be positive every day. There's too many people out there that aren't getting that positivity. They can't find it. They don't know where to go, and it's, you know, they need to find situations like this, Jim, and what you're doing. Hey, you and me were out there giving presents out Christmas Day. I mean, what could be a better day?
What better
than
day,
to see,
right, John?
Right, and to see smiles and to go to the hospitals and really support the children. I mean, it's beautiful. This is just it's good plus good plus good. And Eric, you're wonderful, and you created a memorable Father's Day for your father, but also for
that
many
great,
who looked in. Who looked in on your life, Eric? Who looked in on your life, Jim, and see what you do? And maybe someone out there will go, shoot, I got to do that. I want to be there. And that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the word out there.
You know,
it's so great.
You know, John, opportunities come at people. And when the first thing you think of is, oh, this is an opportunity that I can get ahead or make money. Well, you know, that's not what you cash in at the end. The opportunities could be somebody that's in need, and that's an opportunity that you're going to be able to put in the bank, in the
without a doubt. Yes, and you know, I'm going to also say, that's what I wanted to say, Eric, regarding our program, Gaining Access, you know, just get ready, guys, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, we are going to create some havoc out there and some genius, and you're going to get to see people up close and personal. I look forward to the journey. It's Gaining Access, and it's good programming. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen, and it might even end up on the network. So God
all
bless.
Right.
I love it. You know, and Johnny, thank you for saying that. By the way, let's also interview you a little bit. You got something, a new project that you're doing with HBO, the show's called Monsters. I mean, you've done a lot of things.
You know, I got a few things going on. You know, I got talk radio. I've got a few reboots that are going on that I'm involved with. I was approached recently for a miniseries on Netflix that is really kind of under wraps. So script was just sent to me, and looking forward to it. It's a miniseries, and I'm playing the part of a lawyer, but this lawyer has many facets. He's not just your norm. So this is going to be a lot of fun, and it's a Netflix project. It's already signed and sealed. And then I do a lot on the other side, and that is as a producer, developer, creator, and director now. So there's a lot going on through Netflix situation, also with Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime. And me and my the partner I have is Dakota Michaels, and we work AI. In fact, we have a meeting we're putting together with Eric over the next week. We're all going to talk about AI, but great things ahead. So on both sides of the you know, track, which is acting and on the production end as well. Can't wait for the meetings, Eric, and some great things are happening now and will continue to happen. So thank you.
And great
again.
Things.
Yeah.
And we have some great things ahead today.
Let me toss this out to all the listeners as well. I want you to, you guys, to just kind of picture this. What everything that Johnny mentioned, everything that I do, all the really cool stuff that happens behind those doors that are kind of not so accessible, and you want to gain access to. That's what we're prepping for. We're really getting ready for it. Just to confirm, Johnny, you know. When you're on set and you're with when you're hanging with these celebrities and you're doing kind of the behind the scenes things that people can learn, is that kind of what we're going down the road towards for our members, for our fans, for our subscribers to be able to really truly gain that real access that Hollywood doesn't give you?
And the answer to that is absolutely yes, and that's what I want to do, and that's my journey with you, Eric. I want to serve that up, you know, serve that up in every way that will help the viewers and the family and so forth. Yes, put you in places you can't be at normally. It's not easy to get to. Well, guess what? It should be, and I'm making it easy. And then that's finally easy, right? But so it is about gaining the access, and that's exactly what I'm doing, bringing you to the places that you ordinarily, you know, won't get to right away. I want right away. I don't want to wait. No waiting, please. You know, that's my words for sure. You know, I don't like to wait. I've waited for too long. But that's what it is, Eric. Exactly. So putting the viewers and the family in places that they need to be now, so they can change their game now. I'm not talking about months down the line. I like it now. So that's what we want to do.
Why keep waiting?
That's what we're setting up.
I mean, who knows how much time we pay. I'd like that too. Do it now.
You know, I agree, but I know we're all going to live forever. So that's just the way I roll. But with that said, there's nothing like now. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to throw this into the mix, man. This is all about positivity. You know, it's not about thinking about the bad story. It's the good story. It's always the good story. And guess what, guys? The next story is going to be a good story. And you're going to go, wow, I can't believe I met him, or I was in that meeting, or I now know how I should do my next pitch in the room over at the network, whether it's Amazon Prime or Paramount Plus, et cetera. You're going to know things you need to know. Hey, I learned the hard way. Believe me, I've been on the way to meetings at networks, and I've gotten calls in the car that go, Johnny, don't do it. And I would actually cancel my meeting till I had everybody in the room that I needed. I was told, Johnny, stop, cancel, reschedule. Have everybody you need in that room that's going to help you send this project to the networks. So, you know, there's a way to do it, and you can't do it the wrong way. And we were all talking recently. You got to do it first impression.
Absolutely. You know, the first impression is important, Johnny. It's like I did a study on that when we were building a studio, and they said you get the 62% more response from a client from the first impression. So that's,
right.
This is exciting stuff, guys.
Jim, I just want to just answer Jim to that. We all talked about that, and we continue to talk about it, but it can never be left, you know, you can say it 100 times, and it's okay. First impression. Not to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't do it right the first time, who cares? You're going into the trenches a second time, and boom, it's going to happen. There's never a time where you can't go back and take care of business. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, Johnny, thank you for popping on. We're very good. I mean, the time goes so fast, but time to wrap
happy
up.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Jim, happy
Thank you,
Father's Day. And God bless the fathers. that are here, that aren't here, but remain in our hearts and our souls forever on, and they change us for the better every day. God bless everybody.
Happy
Friday, John. Take care. Send a love.
God bless you. God bless all the listeners. I also wanted to make sure that we double circle back around and said thank you to Dr. Olympia Gelini, who is one of Dick Clark's former producing partners from the Family Film Award.
He travels out to support us.
He's doing the Olympia Awards in a big way, uniting world leaders, and just really making a lot of major headway. And he was the first one to actually honor my dad with the Parent Award, which he created a category as well. So, yeah, you really turned into a trendsetter here with these awards. But we gotta bid you guys adieu. Victoria, if you're still with us, go ahead and pop on and say hello. Carmelita, we're going to open the line up for you, too, if you guys want to – sorry, not say hello, but say goodbye. We actually have
Eric,
to get out of the room now. Our checkout dad is going to be booting us out here.
We have a little bit of time. We want to you know, we're going to have a nice afternoon with our Carmelita's corner, because we're going to be in her corner with having dinner at her house.
We're going to be live with Carmelita here soon. So tune in to my profile on Facebook. We're always going live there when we're out and about doing things. And me, Johnny, and my dad, Dr. Sears, we're going to hang out with Carmelita a bit. And Carmelita,
and Victoria, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome, and tell Carmelita I said hi, give her a big hug for me, and Johnny V, hey, and Dr. Dante, oh my gosh, she's my girl, just love her, and yeah, thank you, and congratulations on your award. It was just absolutely beautiful.
I appreciate it. That was such a fun, you know, it's having all you there, that's what's special about it, you know, and, you know, they say it adds longevity when you have relationships in your life, and you have a purpose in life. It gives you more longevity than working out or a proper diet, just having that. So,
all right, Carmen, are you there? Did you want to say bye?
Yeah, hi. this has really been a great segment, and I give a shout-out to Denise Estill for the big production that she put on yesterday and for having the savvy to honor one of the best dads in the world. Okay. All right. So, and I'm glad to hear that she got your award from, as we call her, Auntie Maxine Strait, so that you'll be getting it the proper way.
All right. Well, we'll be here soon, Carmelita. We'll be going live. We'll be seeing you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Radio Boomers Live. And we got to get out of here. Hope you guys had fun today. We'll see you guys next Monday. Go to RBLLive.com. Submit to be a guest, submit to be an advertiser, subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week. Same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.